city, have some fun. Let our faces feel the morning sun. Gonna laugh and put on a smile. Come along and join us for a while. Where it's pretty clear to me. The whole world takes itself too seriously. Take a ride with
A-band.
Man on a bike that goes nowhere. If it's pretty clear to you, won't you be less serious too? Take a ride with
A-band.
Man on a bike that goes nowhere.
Welcome to the super excellent but not too serious Bike That Goes Nowhere podcast. I'm Meredith.
And I'm Abe.
Hey, Abe.
Hey, Meredith.
Are you nice and warm and enjoying this beautiful sunny weather?
Well, I'm certainly enjoying this weather a lot more than our friends in the western provinces are.
Well, and east of you too, because Rosa and Peg Power have both sent me snowy pictures. So I
sent back
a picture of my beautiful purple irises in bloom, which they appreciated greatly.
And by greatly, you mean not at all.
I am a good friend. And so I was like, oops, I missed the memo. So then I sent a picture of my snow bells. I was like, oh, it was snow pictures. So here are my snow bells that have bloomed and are beautiful.
I see.
In the sunshine.
What's the temperature there these days?
Oh my gosh, it must be like 60 or 70 out right now. I don't know. Let me look.
Oh, that's shorts weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's like swimsuit weather.
But 66. But the other day it was like down around 34. Got a bit chilly. I was like, hey, I've put some plants outside. Don't be killing them. But that's just Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a way of not deciding when she's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still waiting for one more snowstorm because I suspect we're going to get one.
Do you have snow tires on your vehicle?
I do.
You still have yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm waiting. I usually take them off in May.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to be on the safe side because you never know. There's always one last storm or at least one last snowfall before summer actually begins.
That is wild to me. I've got the irises coming up. I've got the lilac bushes blooming. The roses are green and getting ready to bloom. I mean, I'll have roses in May.
Are you done? Ain't nobody need to hear your sunny weather.
Why don't you look happy for me? I've planted some sunflower seeds. I've got herbs.
Yeah. What'd you plant?
What kind of herbs?
Herbs, yeah.
All of them, except for the cilantro, because neither Matthew nor I like it, so.
I find like cilantro is one of those things that you either love or you hate.
Well, you either have the gene that makes it taste like dish soap or not,
yeah.
And we both have the gene that makes it taste like dish soap, so I don't know. I don't like that taste in my soup or my food. That's just me being weird.
I can tolerate it in very small amounts.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Very small amounts.
No, thank you. If you can hear someone hot rodding outside my place, just people. There's no inspections anymore on your cars, and people's mufflers can get as loud as they want, and people now make them even louder. And we actually had a high-speed chase today that did
oh
not
my goodness
end well.
Oh.
Yeah, and we had a shooting last weekend that did not end well.
Oh, jeez.
It's just, I know. I mean, we're a town of like 22,000. I'm like, okay, people, this is Oklahoma City, Tulsa stuff. This is not Ponca City.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
But in terms of the hot rodders, do they not know that you're recording a podcast today?
They don't care. In fact, if I put a sign out that said, please be a little quiet today, I'm recording a podcast, I guarantee you they just go back and forth and back and forth.
Would they egg your house?
I don't know, man. Food's getting expensive. I don't know
this
that anyone's going to egg anyone's house. In this economy, no. Oh, you're gonna laugh or you'll cry.
This is true. This is true.
Oh, so what have you been up to? Anything? Anything exciting?
It's that time of year where, you know, everything's very busy. We've got our major awards banquet coming up on the 13th of this month, of April. And then we've got a show on Saturday, which is just in a couple of days.
Yeah.
It's a little fundraiser for a church group in London that do some outreach. So they hire us to do a show, and then that's where they make some of their money to help fund the outreach projects.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been doing that for 9 years now. They actually hired us when we first started the group, so we've been doing it every year, and then obviously for COVID, didn't happen for a couple of years, so we've been there every year.
Wow.
Apparently singing is not a very good thing with COVID.
No.
The droplets are just too many.
Yeah, especially when you're singing outward into people's faces.
But see, I don't science, so I just say droplets, and I assume people know what I'm talking about.
They do. Yeah, we were talking about COVID and how it's changed things in the medical field, even with like people making decisions and really needing to appoint those people because medical healthcare proxies and do all that kind of paperwork, because what we found a lot during COVID is someone came in, they weren't able to tell us what they wanted. Do they want to be put on the ventilator or not? And they've got neighbors and friends here in town, but instead we're having to reach out to their estranged sister who lives 5 states away to give us an answer and guidance on what to do because of the laws.
Right.
It's like, yeah, this neighbor that you're really close to and is your best friend and has known you for 10 years, they know what you want and don't want. This person you haven't talked to is actually making the decisions.
Right, right.
And so the talk around the table was like, instead of at Thanksgiving, you know, it's not fun to talk about, but instead of going around the room and saying what you're grateful for, you really need to go with your family and be like, okay, if I become incapacitated...
Here's what I want.
Get those documents signed, get those advanced directives on file. And so it's just like, but yeah, it's just, nobody wants to think about that stuff. They talk about with kids going off to college too, that you should, you know, have that because they're usually not going to college close by. They're far away. So having something on file that the healthcare workers can look at till you can get there, they can get a hold of you, would be good.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah. Speaking of fun times, let's turn this boat around.
Okay.
It's been a fantastic start so far. You have been doing something interesting with a food item.
Oh. I didn't know we were going to promote my OnlyFans on here. Just kidding. Don't even bother going to look. Yeah. So
mine, on the other hand. No, I'm kidding.
You're one of those guys who'd be like, I sell OnlyFans. And you'd have like all sorts of little fans. So my mom says, hey, everyone, let's get together for Easter. We're going to be grilling brats and hot dogs and peeps.
Together?
And I'm like, what? We're having grilled peeps? I don't like peeps. But what we did, so Dad had the grill up and he grilled the brats. And then if you wanted to, you could cook your own hot dog. He built a little fire in the fire pit, and you could cook your hot dogs on the steaks or whatever. And then you could cook peeps on a stick, roast it, you know, so to make s'mores.
I see.
And
was peeps, there a shortage of marshmallows?
No, but peeps are horrible, right? We can all agree. They don't feel like a marshmallow, really, when you try to just eat it plain.
Aren't they covered in sugar?
They are covered in sugar, but it's not even like a nice sugar. It's like, what is going on here? The texture's funny. This is like centuries old sugar. What you put it on with glue? What? Something's not right. But when you grill it, they grow in size. That sugar glue mixture crystallizes, and the marshmallow inside melts and cooks like a regular marshmallow, and it is great on a s'more. 5 out of 5 stars. Do recommend. We did lose quite a few peeps to the fire. They don't hold up as well as regular marshmallows, as far as like you need to have that plate ready to go, because we had a few fallen comrades in the fire. Mm-hmm.
Can you join two or three together to make
them
larger?
Oh, we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you like skewer them and then just put them on the fire?
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
And you can make little screaming noises. Help! If you want.
I feel like next year, if you should do this again, there needs to be video evidence of the screaming peeps.
Yes, we'll do. So then the next day I saw Trash Panda post a picture of someone had used peeps and had used them as a hot dog bun. So apparently this is a craze that is taking the nation by storm. We are finding ways to use peeps. Why do you look like you're going to barf? Why are you covering your mouth?
I'm just saying, okay, peeps on the best of days are nasty. Hot dogs on the best of days are nasty.
A negative plus a negative equals a positive.
No. Two wrongs don't make a right, Meredith.
Oh, man.
And let me tell you, peeps are wrong.
So... we have had someone agree to try it, though, right?
Of course.
Frank T has said he would take a bite.
He'll try anything. Exactly. I wonder where Remy learns his behavior from.
Exactly. Oh, I bet Remy would tear up some peeps, wouldn't he? Just leave them on the counter.
For anyone that doesn't know, Remy is Frank T's dog.
Yeah, not like his brother or something. That would be bad.
Remy likes to eat. Period.
Bagels, rotisserie chickens.
Apparently not broccoli, though.
Well, who does? You sent me that video of they blindfolded this sweet golden retriever or lab, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, blindfolded the dog and put some like steak in front of, or chicken in front of its nose, and then fed it lettuce. And I'm like, that's so mean. And then I'm like, I wish someone would do that to me, like wave chocolate under my nose, but like feed me Brussels sprouts or something good for me. Some beets, maybe.
There is a video. There is a video on Instagram. I need to try and find it. It's an older lady who has this big, giant bowl of lettuce in front of her and this big chocolate bar beside her. So she sniffs the chocolate bar and then eats the salad. Sniffs the chocolate bar, eats the salad.
This could be a new, like, craze. Like a, I wanted to say diet, but then I don't really want to encourage people to go dieting. So yeah, that was a fun Easter activity that we did. Thanks to my mom for that one.
I'm just going to put it out there. Mm-hmm. I refuse to take responsibility for anybody's failed peeps experiments with hot dogs.
Oh, I take full responsibility.
All Meredith, folks.
I think you should skewer the peeps with the hot dog and...
ketchup or no ketchup?
Put it on the fire. Oh, that was the weird thing Frank said. He said... because that hot dog in
just
the peeps,
that one thing?
Yeah. Well, that's one thing he said. We can't get into all the things. We signed an NDA. But it had mustard on that hot dog with the peeps. And he goes, I don't know about mustard, though. I think ketchup. I don't think. The mustard wasn't the part that was throwing me.
My thing with hot dogs is that when you walk by like a street vendor that has hot dogs, it smells so good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you really want one, and you have one, and then not even 30 seconds after you regret having the hot dog?
Not me.
No?
No. I love a ballpark Frank from a street vendor. We have a place in town. Little guy gets out his little cart. It's called Dapper Dogs. And sometimes he's just sitting up there, you know, by the old movie theater that doesn't show movies anymore. I live in a desert. Anyway.
But yeah, I'm a hard pass on hot dogs.
Well, these were all beef franks, if that helps.
No, doesn't help.
Bratwurst had cheddar infused in them. Does that help?
Not a big fan of brats either.
Well, they're not a fan of you either,
but,
Abe.
But I mean, that shouldn't surprise you.
No, it doesn't.
We all know about my culinary experiences.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The fact that I just tried bubble tea a couple of weeks ago, I mean, that was big.
Yes. Yeah.
That was big for me. Yeah.
I've been craving it ever since, but I'd have to drive an hour to get one.
Oh, really?
Because I live in a desert.
Desert.
I'm really depressed now.
Oh.
No, I'm fine.
Well, you know, if you decided that you need to get away, you could always try to be a contestant on The Price is Right.
Oh,
and
I could.
win, I don't know, like $100,000, and you could move.
So I can't remember who posted it. I apologize, but someone posted that they saw Echelon on The Price is Right. And it was an Echelon stride.
Ooh.
And of course the person had to like guess the price or whatever. So yeah, it's the big time.
Did you like the segue there? I think that was like
wow. That was Abe saying, shut up and move along. You're bumming everyone out. With talk about where you live.
Oh, that was smooth.
But yeah, and then Echelon did some April Fools again. You know, last time they had like the finger treadmill. That
yes,
was the April
which
Fools.
I loved that.
I thought that was too.
Absolutely hilarious.
This one was inflatables, I think, or blow up, pop up, pop up. Which piece of pop up equipment would you want? Like a bike? That, and it's like you would blow it up like it's inflatable.
Right.
Yeah. And Rin was like, just keep it away from like pets. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that was fun. I enjoy they have a good sense of humor. Did you have any April Fool's tricks played on you?
I did not.
No, me neither.
I had lots of my Mondays this year. Obviously, April Fool's fell on a Monday.
Yeah.
My Mondays are busy days in terms of classes. So I'm usually there from 8 o'clock until 4 in the afternoon. You sometimes even later than that.
So a normal
like,
work day for anyone else.
Well, yeah, more or less. But anyway, my point is that I go right through, so there's like very little time to
right
to
decompress.
Not,
and,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So no, I was not the subject of any, nor did I play any pranks on anyone this year. And okay. April Fool's has never really been a big thing for me. I've never really pranked anybody on April Fool's anyway, so.
Yeah, well, it kind of the stuff that used to be done, like, when I was a kid, it's just, it's not funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's just, it's not.
Ooh, saran wrap on the toilet bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody's got to clean that up. No, thank
right?
you. Yeah, no.
Mind you,
you,
I did have my students guessing for a little while because when I my first class was with my second year students,
mm-hmm.
and I said to them, you know, I got to tell you guys, I'm really impressed with the quality of the work that you've been producing this semester. And they all were like, oh, what? A compliment? We, you know, because we're always so focused
right.
on fixing things
yes.
that we don't always...
Yes.
Give out the compliments necessarily. And so a few minutes later, one of the kids in the back just shouts out, hey, wait a minute. Was that you playing an April Fool's joke? So,
oh,
yeah,
that's
that was
funny.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. We do. And we do that at work too. And, you know, part of like leadership is not just finding faults and, you know, correcting mistakes or whatever, but is praising what people do well and seeing the good things and We can do that with our kids too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't because I have a very limited amount of time that I need to develop some skills and have them be employable and ready for the market. I can't.
Well, and you can't with nurses either. I mean, like, you can't just be like, oh, oopsie, you made a little med error. You know, it's okay.
It's only a jugular vein. I mean,
no biggie.
I mean, they're only going to die in a minute, but you're good.
Yeah. But well done with that bedpan earlier. Well, and I forgot to mention with the peeps, going back to peeps.
Oh, my goodness. Are we back on these things again?
Yes. Well, because Sarah Spins was like, hey, have you got your peeps medal yet? And I was like, I have not done my 5K yet. I was going to do it on Sunday. I thought Easter Sunday would be perfect. And I had clinicals with students, and I was just exhausted. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, so I really don't want to be like, oh my gosh, you have it so easy as a teacher. Because I'm like, I'm telling you, I mean, you got to be on, you know, you got to be there and engaged. Yeah. And that's hard work. But I loved it. So I'm going to do that this weekend. So by the time this comes out, I shall have done it, and I shall post a picture in my cute little tank top with my medal.
Perfect.
But I have been out and doing some walking and jogging outdoors, and you saw that I found that people hydrate differently.
Like, yeah, I did see that.
I usually have like water. I mean, I don't take one with me for like a 5K, I wouldn't. But when I was running longer distances, I had a hydration vest and everything. And sometimes I put like liquid IV in there, you know, or that element or whatever that little, those are so good. Non-sponsor. Anyway, but instead I found like an empty bottle of Canadian Mist. And I was like, oh. Maybe this is what some people drink as they jog around town.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that would be whiskey, would it not?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I mean, that would not hydrate you.
I know people do beer runs and things, and there's wine runs, and I love both of those things. But not while running.
Yeah.
Not right before running, and really not right after running. What I really like, my perfect thing right after run would be if someone would hand me a peeled orange. I don't have to peel the thing. Give me a banana. Fine, I'll take it. But I would love a peeled orange.
Okay.
Is that your favorite fruit? No, it's not because they're too, it's like crab legs. They're too hard to get into. But when I was a kid and played soccer, we'd have oranges, but they'd be like halved or quartered, and you could just stick them in your mouth and like suck on them and chew them, and so that would be fine too. If someone would hand me a quartered orange,
that would be okay.
Yeah, God, those were the days.
You know, you can just like put your thumbs in the top and split it open.
It's messy. It runs down my arms. I want someone else to do it for me. It's sticky.
Uh-huh.
It's a hard knock life, Abe.
Apparently it is.
You don't understand. Oh my goodness. So, Echelon News. They're in the new studio at Liberty Towers in Chattanooga, but they're in like a makeshift studio while the new one's getting really finished.
Right.
But yeah, I did a ride with Nicole tonight in the new studio, and I did one with John last night. Great times. Good fun.
Have they figured out Miami yet?
Miami, I think,
or do we still have the Golden Girls Blanche Devereaux bedroom?
I'll be honest, I haven't done any rides out of there. And like I think the Connect rides are live, but everything else is pre-recorded, if I'm remembering right. And it's still that way. So
I find that backdrop a little distracting.
Yeah, some people do. I don't mind it. I think it's kind of fun. I just think it's like they're on location. I think we should do like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego with the instructors, and they should just go to Airbnbs all over.
All over Miami?
All over the world. Over the,
okay.
All over the world.
So pack up the production studio and...
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It'd be interesting.
They do it... Yeah, well... Because they do it with Matt Lauer. He's been canceled. Sorry. I shouldn't bring him up, but they used to do that with him. Wow. My references are my dated.
Goodness. Just a little bit.
So, you know, I talked in the Echelon store about how there was this cute top.
Yes.
And I went to order it.
And they're sold out.
Well, it said it wasn't. I ordered it, and I ordered some joggers, which are so, like, heavy-duty but comfortable. I love them so much. And a couple of a new top and leggings that were, like, they're the camo ones. So they were, like, on a really good sale. Mm-hmm. And then I got a thing saying part of my order had been refunded. And I was like,
oh, no.
And it was the top. So now both tops that I've wanted...
are sold out.
So I don't know who went and ordered them after I talked about it, but next time I'm going to order mine and then talk about it. I got to like make friends with like someone in the warehouse or something.
Well, like, I mean, just give Lou a call.
Can you get me a top, please?
Here's my money. Give me a top.
Because if there's one thing everyone should know about me, I do not have enough clothes.
Oh, really? Should we ask Matthew?
Oh, no, we should not.
Because I feel like that would be the true tell-all.
I think he should keep his mouth shut if he knows what's good for him. He's going to hear, you bought what from Echelon? What did you, what? Anyway.
You can buy him an Echelon clock.
I can't believe you bought the clock. Now I'm going to get talked about being thrown under the bus again. And oh my goodness. Thanks, Abe.
You're welcome. That's the least I could do. I feel like I've been scarred this episode with the peeps and the hot dogs. So.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, I got a little bit of a queasy stomach now. I wonder if that's why. or if it's looking at the pickled jelly beans that are still sitting right there. I'm like, what's going on with this?
Okay, be honest. Have you had any since?
I have not.
Okay.
No, why would I?
I don't know. Have you tried giving them to the potatoes?
No, they have. They have a very delicate gut balance. We will not go into discussing what happens when that gets thrown off.
Okay.
It is not pleasant. Mm. It does not smell like pickles. So they have to be on the expensive dog food. They're just sleeping over there on the chair like they don't cost me an arm and a leg.
But that's what they do best.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, shall we get into some fun leaderboard names?
Let's do it.
Okay.
You wanna start us off?
Absolutely. Runna Spinna.
Runna Spinna.
Yeah.
That's kind of like you. You're a runner and a spinner.
Yeah, I know everyone who runs at all should call themselves a runner. I do have issues calling myself a runner, but yes.
There you go.
I'll try to get it.
You know, that could always be a tomorrow problem.
Tomorrow problem.
I think that's a great name. Tomorrow problem. This next one I saw on a ride, I saw it. I saw Rin posted actually.
Yes, that's where I saw it.
On Facebook, yeah.
Yeah. Bend it like Rin.
Love
I think,
that.
I don't know how many Rin points they got, but she gave them a lot.
I think they got all the Rin points for that.
All the Rin points.
Love this one. Got to thank Lacey Lou for these ones, actually, the next three. Yep. Moody with a booty.
Also from Lacey Lou, another Mr. Lizard.
Was there already a Mr.
That's
Lizard?
That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how... Did you know, did you plan this?
No.
Expecting me to have you go first and then this one would land on me?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Donkey butt.
Donkey butt. That was also Lacey Lou. And apparently the person's profile picture is a donkey butt. And she was right under them on the leaderboard. And I'm like, you better get upwind. You better pedal faster.
What a great name that is, Donkey.
Yeah.
Butt.
Lightning McLean.
Nice.
Love it.
Banana Machine is next.
Yes. Sue Sandwich. Sue Sandwich. There you go.
Sounds like somebody from Harry Potter.
That sounds like a spell.
And then these ones are courtesy of Saucy Chris, earning my beer.
Yes. And Meat Sweat Mike.
There's the meat sweats again.
I know.
And then Squeaky Carrots.
I think that's my favorite. I don't know. It just cracks me up. Squeaky Carrots. So I really love when you all send us names you see. Because, like, I've not seen Donkey Butt. I've not seen Meat Sweat Mike or Squeaky Carrots. So they obviously ride at different times. And it's like getting a shout out from another person on the leaderboard. So I think that's a really cool thing. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Time for shout outs.
Shout outs. Chris Allbones, 100 rides.
Nice. Jonathan Nolan, 400 rides.
500 rides for Bionic Woman, Catherine McKenzie, and Alyssa Santerre.
And that takes us up to 600 rides for Purple Knitter, Kiki the Wonder Dog, Journey Girl, and Aaron Ray has 600 strides.
Incredible. Rob Waller, 700 rides.
And you know, Meredith, it takes two to the right for you to increase your resistance.
Yes. Yes.
And when you do that over and over and over again, you hit 800 rides.
Yes, you do. 900 rides, we have Grammy, Wild Funky Britches.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you what I thought that said.
And Kojak Queen, 900 rides.
And now on to the big number, 1,000 rides, AMAC Mama and Beth's Best.
And Renee Frank with 1,100 rides.
Steph H takes us to 1,200 rides. And Jennifer Dowville, 1,200 strides. Amazing.
Incredible. Now, Lily Goodwin, good Lily, she had some... She's given Frank a little number nerd run for the money there. So she's trying to get all her stuff. So in December, she had her cube celebration and she did 1,000 workouts, 500 strides, 50 rows, 200 strides, 250 foot pass.
I'm getting dizzy just reading it.
Now she is at 1230, 1230 workouts, 600 rides, 100 rows, 230 strides, and 300 fit pass.
Amazing.
Amazing.
We're not going to talk about my fit pass. That's kind of fallen off the, the radar. I actually have fallen off the riding radar the last week and a bit.
We're going to get you back on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I just have to get through awards night, and then I'm good to go.
Good.
Yeah, 1,500 rides, Murphy Bike.
Tired Rican, 1,900 workouts.
Awesome. At 2,800 workouts is our friend Cammy Lou Who.
And Frank T.
Again with Frank.
Again. 3,500 workouts and 200 strides.
That's awesome. Congrats, yeah. Frank.
Speaking of awesome.
Yes, 4,000 workouts. Watch it, Sparky Roo. Mm-hmm. Someone's catching up. It's Peg Power.
And you know, she's out riding horses. She's out hiking. This is an addition to all that.
Indeed.
Yes. And then Ghost Rider. I mean, 6,000.
Something.
Something. Probably rides.
Rides? 6,000 rides?
I think he does rides. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's Robert Casper. He's from Texas. Amazing. He's my neighbor.
Is he?
Well, I mean, Texas is Oklahoma's neighbor. I'm practically at Kansas, and I think he's like down at the bottom of Texas. So,
how many hours are you away from Texas?
12, 14 hours. Well, from Texas, from like six.
The Texas border.
Five
hours? So yeah. If you drove 5 hours in the direction of Texas,
I'd get to the Red River. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's not bad.
Maybe four. If I drove like Pig Mom, it's four. If I drive,
what does that
like
mean?
That means someone's got a lead foot.
Kelly.
It ain't me.
Kelly. But I bet you her tags didn't expire.
No, she keeps her tags. My tags aren't expired right now. I only went like a month this time with them. So.
Oh, a month expired.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a month past, because I think you get a month grace period, and I think it was another month. So I think it was 2 months overdue this time instead of like...
So is it the same down there as it is up here? Yeah, they expire on your birthday?
No, your driver's license does. Oh, okay. No, your tag expires a year after you first got it. So I got mine expire in October. Is that what you want to do? Send me a reminder?
No.
Now my nursing license and my driver's license both expire in my birth month.
I see.
Wow, that is more information than anyone probably needs to know. And my social security number is
123.
My routing and banking info. Oh my goodness.
All right, enough of the silliness. I think that we need somebody who actually knows what they're doing to step in and talk to us for a little bit.
That would be a relief.
Wouldn't it though?
What a blessing that would be for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody who actually knows what they're doing. And then we can go take a break, right?
Right.
We don't have to talk, we don't have to like stick around or anything. We can just go.
Yeah. You know what I spy with my little eye?
I'm going to guess an expert.
Hi!
It's an expert in the wild.
Yes! It's Ride with Reed! Yay!
Ride with Reed in the house.
All right. We have one, and I hope you don't feel targeted by this question, but this was actually an Abe question, if we're going to be wholly transparent here. He wants to know how height, and I don't know why he thought you would be the perfect expert for this, but how height might affect workouts on the bike and fit pass. Are there any indications that adjustments need to be made?
Oh, I'm petite. Why'd you guys ask me?
You're just a small.
It's so funny because I actually see myself smaller than I am. Like, I feel like I'm 5'10", but I'm really 6'4". Like, when I look in the mirror or like when I'm sitting down, I get up from a dinner table, I'm like, oh, wow. We're almost to the ceiling, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very real.
But you wear it well. Mm-hmm. I mean...
And people always tell me in person, they're like, you look so small on the bike. And you want to know why that is? It's because the hips are really far back.
Ah.
So when you're on the bike, so especially for my tall crew, you got to make sure you shift your hips all the way back. That's going to help you engage your core more. That's going to bring the elbows in beneath the shoulders. It's gonna, oh, and then you gotta open up your chest. So the chest opening up is also helping you flex your back, also part of your core, to like balance your hips back over the saddle. So I would say for my tall people, that's the main thing. Whenever I see someone riding in my class in person, and they're tall, usually they don't keep their hips back. They're just like over the handlebars. So super important. Also, for my shorties, for my...
Why are you looking at me?
Short cuties.
I can't wait to stand next to you someday. Because it's going to be hilarious.
That'll be good. Have you seen me sit next to Jayma? It's great.
Yeah, it'll be like that.
Yeah. So when you're out of the saddle, I'm the big out of the, I feel like I'm the big out of the saddle instructor because my history is teaching classes in New York, Miami. It's like we're out of the saddle a lot because it helps you engage your core more. So when you're out of the saddle as a shorty, when you look at me on the bike, you're going to see my hands reach all the way out to the end of the handlebars, right? Because I'm a giraffe on the bike.
I did not say that.
But the elbows are still... The elbows are still soft, the chest is still up, and the hands are reached all the way up to the edge. So for my shorties, maybe not obviously, you shouldn't be reaching all the way out. So if you reach all the way out and your elbows are straight, then that's too much because now you're overextending. Now you're going to have possibly neck pain or shoulder pain later. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure you roll your shoulders down and back away from your ears. And then when you reach out, maybe for you, it's just past the middle bar a little bit. So that's your quote-unquote third position. I don't usually use numbers in class because I'd rather explain organically for someone who comes. Because I remember when I first came to cycle, people were like, first, second, third. I'm like, what is this? I'm confused. So I try to explain it organically. So I'll say reach out. So you're reaching out past the middle bar. That's your third position. Right? Second position stays the same at the corners at the back bar. And then in the saddle, first position is in the center with your elbows in.
Yeah.
But so shorties, just reach out past the middle bar, and it's a light grip on the handlebars anyway, right?
Yeah. Right.
It's not quite the middle bar, but it's reached out, palms are facing each other, past the middle bar. And then my tall people, you can reach all the way out since your arms are so damn long, and then your hips, and then your hips have to stay back to balance all that body, yada yada.
Yeah, I love it.
And then the middle people, I think you're good. I don't think you need, you don't need to reach out. Basically, don't reach out and overextend your shoulders. Like, keep the chest open, soft elbows. Chest open, soft elbows. And wherever that naturally helps you reach out on the handlebars when you're out of the saddle, that's where your out of the saddle position should be, or third position.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense because every time that I've gone out to third, I've always gone to the top of the handlebars. So now I'm not going to do that next time I go.
How tall are you?
I'm gonna try something else. I'm 5'10", 5'11".
Right. So yeah, it doesn't have to be all the way out there.
And I have tiny little T-Rex arms. So
they used to call me that in high school, T-Rex.
Did they?
Aww. Yeah, I had big legs, still have big legs, but I didn't have fit pass to get my arms together. So
exactly. All right. Well, thank you for that. And Abe, that was actually a good question. I thought it was kind of funny. Meredith. And I was like, I don't want to ask Reed this question. Seems like I'm making fun of him for being tall. And that's not the case. But it was actually a good question. I think a lot of people will find it helpful. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I think we've done enough thinking of each other, don't you? Congratulations.
Keep it coming. Better self-congratulation than self-flatulation.
Okay, that's not where I thought that was ending up. It's interesting with the height question because I just saw a thing. I don't know if you know who Stephen Merchant is. Some people might know him from Hello Ladies. He was the co-creator of the British version of The Office with Ricky Gervais. He's a comedy writer, comedian, but he's really tall. Like, I don't know how tall he is, but he's one of those people that people would always be like, do you play basketball?
And he's like, what's the weather up there?
Yeah. Like, he's tall. And so he was doing a bit and he was like, you would think I've made a bit of money, very successful sitcom, The Office. You think I'd be wearing like Dolce & Gabbana or, whatever. And he goes, but I'm so tall that I can't buy regular clothing. I have to go to a special shop because if I just try to get an extra large, it's way too baggy on me. And if I get one that's my size, it's a crop top because he's so tall.
Right.
So he's like, so I have to go to a store, and he has another comedian who's on stage. He's like, come read the tag from my shirt. The comedian laughs because it's Too Tall. That's the name of the store.
Oh, jeez.
The letter two, or letter?
The letter
no,
two?
Number two, tall. He's like, can you imagine, like, having to go, you know, Too Tall? Like, that's the name of the store you have to go to.
That's funny.
So, yeah, height matters.
Height does matter, on a bike.
Exactly.
Because you could technically injure yourself if you don't have your settings, adjusted correctly. So
being short. Yeah. And I know that. And when you share a bike with someone, like when someone comes to your house and uses your mm-hmm. bike, who's significantly taller than you?
Matthew.
And then when they drive your car and you get in and you're like, I can't even reach the pedals. I can't reach the pedals. All the mirrors are different. I'm like, how can I see anything? It's too high.
Do we need to get you a booster chair for your car?
No, I am legal limit to drive. I don't have to have a booster seat. Shut up.
All right, Mayor. It is that time.
Did you know?
Did you know? Did that scare you this time?
No, I was waiting for it. Did you know?
You all right. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
What can you tell me about U.S. President James Garfield?
He was shot in the head and dead.
And
I think he did
something. A lot of your presidents seem to, die that way.
And I think he did something with the Pythagorean theorem.
Darn it. All right. You got it. You got it. I guess you did know this.
Well, so, okay. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. That's the whole point of this segment. It's did you know? And this time, you did know. So okay. 1 point for you.
Listen, you've hit on my two ex-husbands. One with the English thing. It's like, I know England, buddy. The other with the Pythagorean theorem, which was like his big thing because he's a math dude. For my other ex, you know. So ask me a question about engineering next.
No. No, absolutely not. But apparently former U.S. President James Garfield wrote a proof of the Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah. That was before he was shot in the head.
I should hope so. Now, if you want details, I can tell you about
please.
How he did that.
Yes.
So the Pythagorean theorem, of course, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, right?
Mm-hmm.
He used a trapezoid made of two identical right triangles and half of a square to show that the sum of the squares of the two shorter sides equals the square of the longest side of a right triangle.
Oh, okay.
And for anybody that doesn't math, just sat there and went, huh? Just nod your head and say yes.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
All right, my friend.
I'm sorry. I keep ruining your... Matthew even said, you know what? You took the wind out of Abe's sails when you answered that question about tuning.
Oh, I see what he did there. Nice wordplay. Very nice wordplay.
So I'm going to be in trouble again for, oh my gosh, why are you such a spoil sport?
Well, I think as your punishment, allow me to tell you this joke.
Oh, yes, please.
It's a dad joke, of course.
Okay.
When it rains cats and dogs... It's only normal for you to step in a poodle.
Oh, Lord.
Take us out, Mayor.
All right. You have been listening to these super excellent, not too serious, Bike That Goes Nowhere podcast.
We're just here to have some fun. Let our faces feel the morning sun. Gonna laugh and put on a smile. Come along and join us for a while. Well, it's pretty clear to me. Oh, we'll take takes itself too seriously. Take a ride with
a band
on a bike that goes nowhere.